Innal hamdalillah wa salatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series of sessions, inshallah, on Tazkiyatun Nafs, beautifying the inner self. It's a great pleasure and honor for me to introduce to you Dr. Muhammad Ali Hazrat Ji, who is a consulting neurologist and who is my ustad. He didn't say astaghfirullah as he normally does. I must tell you a little story before to introduce what's going to happen. A story is when my wife and I, when we went to America in 97 or 96. My wife's intentions, she knows, and Allah knows, alhamdulillah, they're usually better than mine. But my intention was, Dr. Muhammad Ali Hazrat Ji has two coat hangers in his garage. There's a red coat hanger and a yellow coat hanger. And these are the most expensive coat hangers that anybody can have in the world. So these were these two coat hangers. They are called by some other name which begins with an F, and it's an Italian name. So I thought, let me go and associate myself with him and become a student so that I can also one day get a coat hanger like that. It is the mark of a good host that he gives the guest more than what the guest expects. So I went to him to learn how to get a coat hanger with an Italian name which begins with an F. Instead, he introduced me to Allah. And one of the offshoots of that was that my desire to possess such coat hangers disappeared. And instead, I am left with a green Bentley, which is of no use. The point I'm making is that the 3 years that I spent with him, alhamdulillah, this is what we used to do, not in a class sense, but in many other ways. You're going to attend a course on Tazkiyatun Nafs, how to clean and purify the soul. I want to dispel any thoughts that might be in your mind that you will leave this class with your nufus completely clean. That is not going to happen, for a very simple reason, that talking about how to cook something will not fill your belly. To fill your belly, you have to learn how to cook that thing, and then you have to go cook it yourself and eat it, and then only the belly gets filled. And that's the journey ahead of us, inshallah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this journey. To conclude my little story, I had gone to the UK in Jamaat, and I returned from the UK, and Dr. Ali came to pick me up from the airport, and he was driving, at that time he was driving a 6 series BM, which is the kind of car that he uses to pick up people like me, not the coat hanger cars, the other ones. So we were driving back from New York to Connecticut, and his driving style is he drives in a supine position. He's like on his back, and there are malaika who run the car. So the car usually goes at about 90 miles an hour on a 50 mile highway, and whenever there are policemen with radar guns, the radar bounces off the malaika, the force field which is around the car. So it's never comes onto any screen, never gets any tickets and so on. So this car is doing 90 miles an hour, and we were in the fast lane. And way ahead, very far ahead, in the absolute end of the headlights, we saw a 16-wheeler truck was going ahead of us. And on the back of the truck, as happens on the back of most of these trucks, there were fluorescent strips. So Dr. Ali asked me the kind of question that he used to ask me. So he said to me, Yaar Saab, agar wo jo shakal aapko dikhai de rahi hai, I'll translate for the non-Urdu ones. We can't all be fortunate. So he said, agar wo jo shakal aapko nazar aa rahi hai, agar ye malakul maut ki shakal ban jaye, to aap Allah se milne ke liye tayar hai? And he used to ask these questions completely straight-faced. And I've got used to hearing such questions straight, in a straight-faced way also. So he asked me, he said, if that shape which you are seeing in the distance, which is the back of this truck, he said, if that shape becomes the face of Malakul Maut, are you ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I said to him, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful with me, but I don't think I'm ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you are doing 90 miles an hour, it doesn't take you very long to get anywhere. So, within a few seconds, we were parallel with that truck. And as we were actually parallel with that truck, we were going through a thick forest area. With parallel with that truck, we are doing 90 miles an hour, a huge deer, doe, came clean across, it leapt the barrier, landed right in front of our car, took another leap, went in front of the truck slammed it and it went flying along the highway. Now all this took much longer than it took to actually happen. It just went in front of the car and it went. A split second, when you're doing 90 miles an hour, it takes you a less than a second to do 10 feet or 15 feet or whatever it was that that deer was there. Now, if that deer had been slower, and if it was not the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both of us would have been sitting in Jannah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, maybe we would have been watching you doing this, wallahu alam. Because if you hit a deer at 90 miles an hour, you don't live to tell the tale. Point I want to make is, this is the reality of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His ways of showing. The moment I got asked that question, if that turns into the face of Malakul Maut, are you prepared to face Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to show us how easily that could have happened. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Bismillah Ta'ala, the issue of purifying your heart, the issue of making your heart such that it reflects the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, is a lifelong struggle. We go up and down, and nobody in the world, least of all myself, can claim that we are anywhere close to the target. But it is given in our control to make effort. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in our effort, to make this effort easy, to make this effort something that we enjoy doing, because the only way that you are going to do this effort is if you learn to love the journey. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that easy for us, to be pleased with us, to put barakah in this for us, and to give us the success which is His maghfirat when we meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I hand you over to Dr. Ali. He will do the two sessions today and he will do the first session tomorrow. The second session tomorrow I will do, not because I want to do. I have absolutely zero need or want to do any such session. But he wants me to, if this is when you are working with your Ustad, the Ustad wants to know if you still remember whatever he taught you. So he said, you do the last session. So I said, Jazakumullahu khair. So tomorrow the second session I will be doing, and so that we know where we are. Jazakumullahu khairan for coming. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our effort. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart of the speaker that which is beneficial for you, that he puts in the heart of the speaker and he gives him the words so that what he has to say will reach our hearts. And most importantly, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to practice whatever we learn, because this is for our own benefit. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.